Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. Did you know that most of the soybeans in the United States are enhanced through biotechnology? 3/4 of our cotton and 46% of our corn. They're all up from last year. Visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. The ethanol industry, and in fact the entire alternative fuel industry, has been made to sit in the back of the room for many years. But not now. Coming front and center and with new plant construction and national recognition, the industry may finally be able to step out of the shadows onto center stage. Bob Dineen, president of the Renewable Fuels Association, has put forth some very impressive accomplishments. 30 years ago, we thought the only thing to do with alcohol was to drink it. But today, 30% of the nation's gasoline is blended with ethanol. Another fact is that in the past 25 years, no new oil refineries have been built in this country. None. But in the same 25 years, 76 ethanol refineries have been constructed. If you're a corn farmer, you gotta love it. Your price of corn is 30 cents per bushel higher because of the increased demand. But there are other benefits. The national economy is pumped up by $15 billion increase in gross output. 140,000 new jobs are created, and many of them in rural communities. And those new jobs provide $3.9 billion that are spent on everything from beef to buildings, from cars to clothes, everything. Henry Ford's Model T was designed to run on alcohol fuel. The government began taxing alcohol in the 20s, all alcohol, even if it was to be used as fuel. And that's when petroleum took over. But today, with the high cost of petroleum, the concern about dependency on other countries for energy, the need to clean up our air, alternative fuels are back, and I think they're back to stay. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.